So if there was a perception of Wiseman that you want people to understand about that time, what would it be in Wiseman's view of things when this development was starting to take place?
People were, when we heard all the road coming, people were, it was fairly solemn. I remember various people standing in my dad's yard, and people were solemn about that, what it was going to do to the country. My dad said, and I recall it clearly, this is the beginning of the end for this country. And so I've worked long and hard not to make his words untrue. I mean, there are impacts that the road brings, hunting pressure and various things. I've tried to work long and hard to keep those harvests within sustainability, so there's still, you can still see caribou cross the road and stuff here. I've, you know, it's 32 years later, and the impacts, they're here. There's changes that the dust from the road has affected the tundra terrains. It's thawed the ground. There's more shrubbery and brush from the dust of the road. There's impacts from the road itself. There's impacts from all the traffic. There's people that, but a positive thing is that the average American would never be able to visit the Arctic without this road. There's very few people that could afford to fly and look at the various terrains as you go from north to south. And this is a linear north-south road from Fairbanks all the way north, all the way.
How many miles is that?
The Dalton Highway is like 414 or something like that from Livengood, and 70 miles from Fairbanks to Livengood. So it's almost 500 miles long. People can drive from wherever in America and drive through an Arctic ecosystems, and so there's migratory birds that go to the North Slope, and so bird watchers can see various birds. Because there's no all-terrain vehicle use, so you can see basically pristine tundras. There's Arctic research that's facilitated at Tulik from the various universities' grants. Millions of dollars in Arctic research is going on because there aren't a lot of impacts. The road facilitates access to enjoy this country. The road is that's a positive thing. And when I thought about it, the average American, the average person in the world would never have that opportunity. They couldn't afford it. And so now they can. So there are tour companies that come, and people drive the road and take pictures of the mountains and various, with tourism, there's various people who facilitate that, and I've entered into facilitating that. I'm an interpretive specialist. People come here to Wiseman with the tour company that I work with, and they come to my house. I tell them who I am, where I'm born and raised, and so forth. A lot of the same questions. And then I talk about most people are more interested in natural history than this is a historical community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alaska's got a short history.
Mm-hmm.
This is a historical community. A lot of people don't particularly like history. They do like natural history. They come to Alaska to see. So this place locks into their psyche. When they think of Alaska, they have preconceived ideas of when they start their trip to Alaska. Their preconceived ideas, they hear about the gold rush. Well, this is a gold rush community. They think Alaska is all glaciated mountains and mountains. Well, this is a mountainous region. So here's a historical community in a mountainous region. And people hunt animals and live off the land and stuff like that. Well, that's what I do. I trap animals and hunt and subsistence. That all locks into their whole, what they've come to. A lot of people, when they depart, have tears running down their face. They thought that they'd never find it. They say that it makes a huge emotional impact on them coming to a place like this and seeing that people live this close to nature, which is unlike I've seen down there in the continental United States. I don't see that very much down there.